Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The bill to replenish the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund has passed the House. Up next, the Senate. Among those pushing for passage, Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, who is on our newsline. Senator, Leader McConnell has said he'll call the VCF bill for a vote. Do you take him for his word on that?
I take him for his word as of last week. I will really believe him when we have the vote, because there's so little time between now and the beginning of August when we leave on recess. This vote ought to be literally tomorrow. There's no reason, no excuse for delay.
If you look at the raw numbers, if it's called for a floor vote, it looks like the votes are there to pass it, right?
The vote will be close to unanimous. If Majority Leader McConnell gives it a vote, there will be overwhelming bipartisan support. This issue is not a matter of geography. Many of the first responders have moved to other states. 433 of the 450-plus congressional districts have responders. Many from Connecticut and New York have moved to Florida, for example. So there should be no question whatsoever. And when people say we can't afford it, well, we can't afford not to do it. As a matter of simple moral obligation, the nation needs to look at itself in the mirror.
Senator, do you worry about your colleagues perhaps tacking on amendments, saying, okay, I'll vote for the VCF as long as I get, money for a new bridge in my state?
Good question, because this bill ought to be passed without any complicating amendments. There is no reason to turn it into a Christmas tree with all the pet ornaments. The House did its job. Now the Senate should do its work without any complicating factors.
12 Republicans voted against the VCF in the House. There are likely some no votes waiting in the Senate. Have opponents told you why they are against it, and how do you respond to them?
The two reasons given to me are, number one, the cost, which will be around $10.2 billion, according to the official estimates. But that is a pittance compared to the budget just for this year. And when you compare it to the trillions that have been given away in tax cuts, it boggles the mind that anyone would even raise it as a consideration. The other point is a simple ideological prejudice against helping individuals. But in this instance, remember, these folks answered the call. They asked no questions about the dangers involved. They were given no warnings about the toxic chemicals and poisons that would manifest years later in cancer and liver and kidney ailments, kidney disease. And we should answer the call that this moral obligation provides.
Have you heard from leadership when this may be called for a vote?
The reason why I am so focused on this timing issue is, no, we've been given no timetable for the vote. And days into weeks, weeks into months, there is no excuse, no reason for any additional delay.
Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.